This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the 3-2 from Quintana. Swinging a drive, right center field and deep. Back toward the wall, that ball is going to be gone. Three-run homer, Pete Crow Armstrong. Listen to these Cub fans here in Milwaukee.
That was Pat Hughes. Over the weekend, the Cubs take 2 of 3 from the Brewers. They won the first two games handily, get shut out 4-0 yesterday as we await Shota Imanaga's status. And in the meantime, get to see a familiar face in Jose Quintana, formerly a free agent. The Brewers pick him up. Somebody I thought that the Cubs maybe could have used when they were looking for pitching depth. And somebody who is no stranger to playing on both sides of town. Rahimi and Mark Grody. In for Marshall Harris today, middays on The Score. And Mark, I think you did the same thing I did, kind of like how we watched the Pirates series, knowing that this is a Cubs team that rivals at least the hitting talent of what we saw out of the 2016 team. Similarly, we're looking at Jose Quintana on the mound after watching what we thought was a pretty good Cubs series overall outside of Shota, saying, is it finally time to figure out what happened to that trade? Is it finally time to evaluate the Jose Quintana trade?
There was a time when the White Sox were dominating that trade, for sure. Jose Quintana.
Thanks, Cubs.
Yes. That was a great line by Jason Benetti. Stuck it to every Cubs fan. Good for him. The White Sox were winning, and there was nothing the Cubs could do about that. By the way, Jose Quintana, 36 years old. It feels like he should be 41. He's just been around so long and of consequence from the Yankees and the White Sox and the Cubs and Brewers, and I know there's more in between as well. Let me just take you through the ride from my vantage point. On July 13, 2017, the White Sox traded Jose Quintana to the Cubs for Eloy Jimenez, Dylan Cease, Matt Rose, and Bryant Fleet. First game after the All-Star break in Baltimore, I was there. I was on the Cubs tour doing pre and post. Oh my God, did he look good. He struck out 12 in that game. Remember it vividly. Quintana ended up in the year 2017 with an 11-11 record combined, 4.15 ERA, again, 2017 combined. Here's the key stuff here. In 2017, Jose Quintana, game three, because this is what it's all about. Game three of the NLDS, a 2-1 win over Washington, 5 2/3, 0 runs. Pretty good. NLCS, game one against the Dodgers, 5-2 loss to the Dodgers, 5 innings and 2 runs. NLCS, game five against the Dodgers. Here it is. 11-1 loss to the LA Dodgers. Jose Quintana allowed 6 runs in just 2 innings pitched. Can't have it. Cannot have it. Now, quickly, 28-year-old Eloy Jimenez, by the way, 28 years old these days, feel like he should be older too, made his...
Eloy Jimenez is 45.
made his MLB debut March 28 of 2019, soon after getting, by the way, a 6-year, $43 million contract. 2019, 31 homers, 79 RBIs in 122 games. 2020, played in 55 games. In the 2020, that was also the wild card year for the White Sox against the A's. He was in that series 1-for-2 with a run. The White Sox lose that series 2-1. Liam Hendricks, etc. All of that went down. He was not available for a lot of that. In 2021, 55 games. You could see the pattern. He's not healthy. In the playoffs that year,
2021, he tore his pec flying into the wall.
Oh, that was the wall year. Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering what was the wall year. So that's the wall year.
2021, Dan and I nearly lost our minds.
Yes. So he did.
Well, we did.
He did make it back for the playoffs that year. It was a 3-1 playoff series loss to
the Astros.
Houston. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wrote down Baltimore, but it was Houston.
Eloy. He ended up going to Baltimore.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Eloy, 5-17 over those four games. And then it goes on. 2022, by the way, 500 record for the White Sox that year. He played in 84 games. 2023, 120 games. And in 2024, 98 games, a year in which he had a negative war. Eloy is no longer here with the White Sox. Now, Dylan Cease. This one's the quickest, so don't worry. Dylan Cease in 2019, his first year with the White Sox, 14 starts, 4-7 with a 5.79 ERA, a negative WAR that year. 2020, 12 starts for Cease. Sick. 5-4 with a 4.01 ERA. 2021, 13-7 with a 3.91 ERA. Game 3 of the NLDS, 1 2/3, allowed 3 runs against Houston. So he was not an effective performer in the postseason, nor was Jimenez. To some degree, Quintana was, but an overall disappointment was Jose Quintana as well. So where, Leila Rahimi, does that leave us in who won the Jose Quintana White Sox Cubs trade?
I present to you.
Yes.
Also, do we have the audio of when you talked about being there? You know the story behind my experience with it, right? So every summer, NBC Sports Chicago used to do an outing because it was a good time to treat their employees, and we would always typically pick the All-Star break. It would be one of the days during the All-Star break.
Yes.
I lived very close to the station. I also am single and have no kids, so it's easy for me to come in on short notice. So I kind of knew that. I knew that sometimes I'd be on breaking news duty because it wasn't, you know, it's not difficult. I'm keeping it track anyway.
Right.
I live nearby. Okay, let's go.
Right.
It was said, I like to drive into chaos. Let's take you back to 2017 when we had to report about this on the air.
When they told me at the office that I would be the one saying these names, as you can imagine,
better you than
I
me.
Threw a party in my head, and then I told everyone on Twitter about it. So here we are, kids. It is my pleasure to say that it was two Reddit users, WhatButt23 and Katy Perry's Booty, who first discussed the trade on a White Sox subreddit Wednesday night.
As they did. Also, I didn't know that I would be bleeped on the radio and yet somehow not bleeped on network television.
Props to Katy Perry's Booty.
Katy Perry, if I'm not mistaken, guys, back me up on this or check it out for me, please.
And
I think Katy Perry's in town tonight.
Oh, really?
I think Katy.
Didn't you and
she
I
back
go
from space?
Wait, didn't you and I go to her last show?
We did
in town.
It was the Jingle Bash. We ran into. I was there with my nieces. We had good, and then we ran into Aunt Layla.
Auntie Layla, who cusses on the air, makes it sound that way. I did not cuss. Apparently, you can say it on cable, and you can't say it on broadcast. Let's go back to what we know about this trade. I like to talk about second generations of trades. Like, you could have a trade tree where what are you flipping that person for later, right? I think that that is how a lot of dynasties get made, for example. It's something I learned covering the Astros organization. It's what I consider here. The White Sox, unfortunately, wanted playoff wins. That was their window. We know that. It didn't work out. So what kind of value were they going to get out of Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez moving forward? Unfortunately, they didn't get, I think, as much as they probably wanted for these two respective talents either. And I say that knowing exactly what was given up for Dylan Cease. Eloy Jimenez was traded, but unfortunately, I feel like not at the height of when he could have been. And so he goes to Baltimore last year for Trey McGuff. And Eloy is at the AAA level right now.
Like, that's, I know that.
That's the sad part about all of this is where somebody
are
we hoped would do so well, and I will never forget doing those White Sox pre- and post-game shows, talking about how he was batting .375 in Charlotte. He's spraying to every field possible. Just absolutely mashing minor league talent. And how at some point you knew he was going to come up.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have ended the way it did.
He had some great moments, and so did Dylan Cease. I'm not saying that Dylan these guys were a waste. These guys terrific for a time.
He came into his own, I want to say, in that 2023 season.
Yeah.
And you knew it was only a matter of time before the White Sox were going to flip him, so they did. In that trade, the Padres got Cease. The White Sox got Drew Thorpe, who is considered a high prospect at the time. He was 85th overall. Samuel Zavala, Jairo Iriarte, and Steven Wilson. I like to think that similar to the return the Sox got for Chris Sale, you at least want two of those players to work out. So it remains to be seen. I know Drew Thorpe suffered setbacks, you know, injuries, that type of deal. Again, that's going to happen with your pitchers. So did they get enough asset-wise in return? The answer is still not there yet. So when it comes,
so we're going to do this again next year. we're going to be asking the question of this trade like 10 years from now. Will it ever end? And I should point out too, a certain baseball insider did point out to me correctly that 2020 was only a 60 game season because that was the pandemic year. Yeah, I think I'd mentioned.
Well, when you said 55, I thought it was assumed that people would know 60.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, and I wasn't thinking that in my head. So I'm glad that that clarification was made.
I wonder what
our baseball insider thinks about that. Who won the trade? I wonder what he's thinking. Maybe he'll text me that.
I think, unfortunately, the Cubs were trying to extend their window in trading for Quintana. They gave up two of their most tradable prospects to do so. Mm-hmm. One of whom could have been set as a cornerstone for the team moving forward in Dylan Cease. Additionally, they offloaded Yu Darvish. If they had kept Cease, knowing that at that point he was still of an age where he was young and he had years of control, and would they have kept him through the window, or would they have traded him?
But the Cubs were about winning then. Like I hated the idea of Dylan Cease and Eloy Jimenez leaving, but there was so much repetition at the positions, and you had a core in place for the Cubs that looked like it was going to be there for a long time. So it was painful to see those guys go. It was painful to see Gleyber Torres leave, but you bring in Aroldis Chapman. That's how you function when you're at the elite levels the Cubs were. You got to trade those prospects to make your team better now. So honestly, like, I thought it was a good trade, like, at the moment in theory for both teams, but we're not doing in theory. So it's still so we're at the end of this here now, Layla. Are we at a can't call it still?
No.
Are we calling this a we can't call it?
As wild as it sounds, it might come down to Drew Thorpe for me.
Okay.
If the return from the Dylan Cease trade to the Padres still nets in big league talent for the White Sox.
Where is Thorpe right now?
He's got that injury, right?
Okay.
Because I was trying to figure out if he was going to start on opening day. So, yeah, he's... I forget what the injury is.
What about Matt Rose and Bryant Fleet?
Yeah, exactly. But that's the issue. Is it's not just about timing your windows. It's about finding out who is going to be a part of your team moving forward and how.
Drew Thorpe, Tommy John's.
Oh, he is one of the ones with Tommy John. I remember writing him down, but I wasn't sure. So yeah, Drew Thorpe is getting Tommy John surgery along with five other White Sox pitchers. So that's the unfortunate scenario we're faced with. But it shouldn't just come down to that one. You want a return where at least two are on your big league team.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, good for Jose Quintana. I think Quintana's going to be one of those guys still pitching at 40.
The Cubs could have used him to do what Chris Flexen is doing, just saying.
Right now. Well, hey, maybe the Brewers, they're, what, three games under 500 now? Maybe they could just cash it in, just be like, let's do business with Craig.
You knew he was going to get a job. That's the point. You knew Jose Quintana was going to get a starting job somewhere, and he has.
Good for him.